Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
First off, just want to apologize for not having a Sunday episode, but we had some important things to do.
We had investments.
We made some important investments.
For ourselves.
Now, we haven't done a studio tour because it's just our fucking room.
You're not getting a fucking tour.
So... I mean, I might post one on, like, Instagram, like, just a little video. But, like, so, we had a futon, a really uncomfortable futon.
Studio, he says.
Well, I mean, it's just my...
Excuse me.
Excuse me, I can call it the studio okay, because dude. I
okay.
Masterfully put the studio together, okay?
True. It's all true. You know what? You're right.
Hey, it's well, better right, now, though. Because right. we had a crappy-ass futon, and yes, we were, like, tired of, like... Because at the end of these episodes, we're just, like, slouching.
Our backs.
Like, oh, my God. It was horrible. So, we made an investment. We got two chairs. And, I mean, that might not be exciting news, but we're excited about it. So, now our...
You had to do it to them.
Now we'll probably sound better and won't sound so lazy at the end of these episodes.
Not that we're not lazy.
But, anyway.
It's fine.
Just wanted to let you know that we're doing great. With these new chairs, so
they're comfy.
We love them.
You should hope to be as comfortable as I am.
I mean, I wish everyone could be, but unfortunately, they can't. But yeah, so anyway, let's get into the episode. Wow, this
big
B.I.G.
Notorious
the big
Bert
the big
I
big I.
Gordon.
I get why they call him B.I.G. because his initials are B.I.G.
I get it.
Yep.
And he likes...
And he goes big on big. Every single one of his movies.
Big things.
It's kind of crazy. It's funny. You look at his filmography and it's like monster movie, monster movie, monster movie, monster movie, monster movie, porno, monster movie, porno, monster movie, porno, monster movie, porno, then horror movie, horror movie, horror movie. It's like, it's weird. Like, I was looking at his filmography and I was like, what in the hell is going on here?
He knows what he likes. He likes his big stuff.
He does. He likes big monsters and big dicks.
Yeah.
And big titties and, you know, whatever else big.
He seems to be a tit man, but yes.
I think he is.
He loves big things.
He loves big things.
He's simple. He knows what he likes and he wants to share his love. With us.
Exactly.
But today we watched his kino.
Yes.
Empire of the Ants.
And what a fucking movie, dude.
You know, the famous H.G. Wells.
Now, I haven't looked into it. I don't know if it is actually H.G. I don't think it is actually well, H.G. Wells.
Internet says bullshit.
I think maybe H.G. Wells had a similar story to something of like, the themes of this movie, but probably not
anywhere.
They share
anywhere. The name.
Yeah.
The name Empire of the Ants, but I can guarantee the actual story itself is very, very different.
I guarantee it.
But they stuck H.G. Wells on there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had to get some star power.
Sure.
I guess.
Sure.
Some radio star power.
Some people be like, oh, it's legit.
Oh, okay. H.G. Wells, all right. Yeah, like, I can get into this.
Like War of the Worlds, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I know him. That War of the Worlds was awesome, you know?
And then you watch this.
And...
Motherfucking ants.
To be fair, I thought it was boring until the last, like, 20 minutes of the film.
See, I thought it was okay. Then it gets crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, weird. Like, I've never seen a movie do such a reversal of tone.
It's... I don't know. Like, the tone is kind of the same, but, boy, it goes.
It does. It just goes there.
It goes places. Places that you don't expect. And there's no indication anywhere.
No.
Anywhere that it's going to go here.
Oh, absolutely not.
But it does. And I'm glad.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, actually. So, I guess let's get into the review.
Well, it starts with some lovely...
nature documentary.
And a narrator talking about ants.
Yes.
Like, how intelligent they are.
Talking about how the queen controls, like, all the ants with pheromones and how...
Sort of.
Well, I mean, it kind of mentions the fact that...
There's a brief line at the very end about pheromones and how those pheromones can basically, like...
Yeah.
Induce, like, mind control or whatever you want to call it.
They basically control the other ants to do her bidding.
Yeah.
Like...
And the narrator says, like, but you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So just, like, we're just listening to it, like, okay.
I know. Like,
keep that in mind. Keep this in mind, okay?
You just keep that in the back of your head while we explain the movie. Yes.
Keep that all in mind. Then we get this fucking boat slowly
dumping these canisters of nuclear waste.
Radioactive waste.
Yes.
Into the ocean. Slowly.
Just like one by one. I love it because it'll show the barrel dropping into the ocean.
The guy
and then the guy pulling a lever. And then barrel dropping into the ocean. Guy pulling a lever.
But you don't forget. You forget. And then he has to look at the barrel he just dropped for like 15 seconds. And then after he's done looking at the bubbly water, he hits the lever. Throws another one.
Well, it'll also show, like, a view of the entire boat.
Yeah.
For, like, a minute. And then, you know, go back to him dropping barrels into the ocean.
They're padding the credits.
Yes.
They're padding it with them slowly dumping, like, 10 barrels of this shit in the ocean.
Yeah.
Eventually, one of the barrels washes up on a beach.
Yep. And then, yeah, it's just, like...
It starts leaking.
Leaking. And then... We show it, like, over time, age, and...
Yeah.
We see... Oh, what is it? Sorry, I don't have my notes ready.
Well, we see the barrel, like, kind of rust a little bit, but essentially just keep showing the ants, like, kind of just walking into the...
Yeah.
The waste.
So there's a man getting out of his car on the dock, and he takes out a box and just takes it over to a boat, and...
Yeah, there's a woman on there. She's leading this. It's like a trip to this island.
Yeah, we don't exactly know what's going on. Yeah. We know that it's like part of the dock has like a yacht club.
Yeah.
And there's a captain that owns one of the yachts, and they're transporting
to use his boat. Right. And one by one. Other cars pull up, and it's all these people, and we find out that they are looking to go on this tour of this island to buy real estate,
potential property, like a new developed property. Yeah.
And they're all memes.
It's kind of hilarious because
there's like generically happy old couple, there's generically like cheapskate old couple, there's the guy who shows up with his girlfriend, but he has his eyes on another girl.
And there's like...
There's a single dude who just shows up in a sports car.
And drinks a bottle of alcohol before he goes onto the boat. And I don't know, like, it's kind of funny because, like, even the cheapskate, like, they get off the bus.
Oh, yeah, he starts, like, tallying up the bus.
She's like, what are you doing?
That bus cost, like, $2. I'm tallying up all the expenses.
They said it was going to be free. And
they said the whole thing would be free.
I expect to be reimbursed for it.
I will bill them.
Yeah.
They all get on the boat. The captain is this crusty dude who gives no fucks. He just, whatever. And they go off to this island.
Well, so we should mention one of the girls talks to the captain and is like, do you know if they're like going to like make us buy property or like if we're not ready, do we? Like,
oh, yeah. Can we, like, just look around?
So this is their first interaction between the captain and this girl. And apparently they hit it off already.
She trusts him for some reason.
She, like...
Even though all he tells her is, like,
She really admires the captain for some reason.
All he tells her is, like, don't ask me about the real estate.
Yeah.
I don't care. They go to this island.
So, well, we should mention also there's two workers that they're digging on the property and they're digging. And they're like, oh... Like, I can't believe they, like people fall for this scam. Like, this place is a dump.
That, like, the contracts that you'll sign are bullshit. They tell you can't sell the property for, like, a certain amount of time. It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
And they get there, and there's, like, a little tent set up.
With like with
free like
with tables and like
free food,
free alcohol. Booze. Yeah, that's all you need.
It's fine.
Okay,
I get it.
That lures a lot of people.
I get it.
So we get a social gathering where there's just all talking about like bullshit, like the
who they are, what they're doing.
Like one of the real estate guys talks to one of the guys and is like, you know, like only like, you know, a certain number of people actually buy property out here.
Like one out of three.
Most people are here for the free food and the free booze.
Yeah.
And the other guy says, well, like, how can you figure him out? And then so the real estate guy instantly figures out that the guy is like just
the guy he's talking there to. For yeah.
free food and free booze.
As the guy is like slowly getting drunk. The cheapskate is like, look, this is cheap. This is cheap scotch. One of the other guys is like, who cares? It's free booze. It's
the,
fine.
The happier older couple is like, it's free booze. Stop complaining.
Don't whine about free booze. The fucking, there's this girlfriend and her boyfriend, and the boyfriend immediately starts putting the moves on this woman.
Yes.
And is just like, hey, you want to like go like.
Maybe around? We should go look around the property and see, you know, what else there is.
Yeah, right away.
So the girl's like, okay.
They do.
And
she tries to get it in.
Yep.
And she doesn't want to. She still tries. Eventually she knees him right in the nuts.
Yep. So, and the other real estate girl comes over and is like, well, I was going to ask if you wanted to like go get, I can't remember what she says, but she basically like tells him like, oh, you look like you're already having fun or something.
You already found the party.
Yeah.
Or something. And this is also when we get the first ant vision.
Yes, which is a bunch of just circles that are showing the same image.
It's just like a shitload of circles. It's great.
It's just like, they just put a giant camera filter that they drilled a bunch of holes into.
Yeah, it's all the same image. Yeah. But there's like 10, 15 different holes. Mm-hmm. It's fine. And there's like this like kind of like screeching noise.
So now the woman that was like kind of apprehensive about buying the property goes up to the captain and is like, can I ask you something? Like, would you buy this?
Like, is this legitimate?
And we kind of get like her backstory and like how
she kept telling the real estate woman that, oh, she has this job and blah, blah, blah. We find out that no, she doesn't actually have this job, that she just like lied about it all. But the captain's kind of like not telling her everything, but eventually he just kind of like tells her that he would never buy this property.
Right.
Ever.
In a very subtle way.
Yeah.
And then we also get the girl that the guy tried to put the moves on.
The single lady.
And she's like obsessed with this other guy. The fake guy.
The single dude.
The guy that's there for the free booze and the free food. And she will not leave him alone.
It's the funniest shit because he's just like standing there drinking.
I love this scene because he looks.
And she just like stands behind him and starts like talking about like almost like you would to like a therapist. And the look on his face of when she first starts talking is just like, it's the face that both of us made of just like, what the fuck? Why are you talking to me?
Just pure befuddlement. And just she like, keeps, what? Why?
She keeps talking to him, like spilling all of her secrets about like, because apparently when they were first on the boat, she didn't like him.
Yeah.
But now, after the other fuckhead almost raped her, she decides that this guy's good. This is the good one. And then he tells her
that for no reason, they go under a pier.
And then he tells her that he used to have all this stuff.
He's just faking
it. A high-paying job. A fucking wife. A kid. All that's gone. He's fired. His wife left him. The kid hates him.
Yeah.
So he just goes and gets free food and booze. And then they're bonded.
Like, sob, sob, sob.
They're bonded now.
Well, that doesn't matter now because now they're going to go on their tour of the island.
Of future world. So they're going on this tour.
So they get on this little tram thing.
Nothing is built.
It's all future development. It's a future pool, future tennis court, future...
literally what it says.
Marina. Like, everything is just future development.
There's, like, a signpost with, like, 10 arrows on it, and each one is future, 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 future. Just
yeah. it's all like over the place.
It's like a spoof.
And all the plots are like completely empty.
They just have a stick there to indicate that something
is going to be there
in the future.
Yep. So you're like basically investing in a property that will never get developed.
Well, the idea is if it's real, it would get developed. But in this case, it's not going to.
Right.
Then they fucking, they keep driving around. And the woman keeps like giving her, the woman starts giving her sob story. And I was just thinking, like with her and the other woman who got fired and this guy's problems and everything, this is like the most depressing real estate tour.
It's like a fucking soap opera. Like everyone has like big grandiose problems. And
yeah, like no one's like, actually here to buy property.
Maybe the happy old couple.
That's it.
That's about it.
Everyone else is miserable. No one's actually buying property. They're just there to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop at another tent with free food and booze.
To drink and eat more.
And it's like, okay.
So
and the cheap old dude.
So yeah, the cheap old dude and his wife, they go and the dude just is looking around and finds a fire hydrant with a bunch of pipes sticking up.
And he like grabs the pipes and just easily pulls them out and
he's like, "See, I told you they were fake. I told you.
It's not connected. It's a scam.
There's no water. It's a scam. We're not doing this."
Pulls out another one. "Look, I told you. It was a scam. It's a scam."
She's like, "Why'd you even come here?" And he was like, "To prove to you that this is a scam.
To prove to you the people are bad. It's a scam."
"It's a scam. I did, yeah."
And then we get the screeching noise.
And Antovision,
and then they see the ants. And it's...
Oh, it's adorable.
It's like ants that they put into a tiny, like, glass,
like a terrarium.
A tiny terrarium.
But it has the same, like, foliage as the...
Yes.
As the forest area.
Because they're in Florida, so there's, like, palm trees and shit. And in the tiny little terrarium, they have miniature... trees and leaves.
I love every time they show the ants because they'll crawl on the glass, right?
Like they're crawling on the wall.
Like,
yeah.
But like they'll knock into the glass and crawl on it. And since they're superimposing it on the image, it looks so like
fake
because they're like floating in air.
They're floating ants,
and like,
Will.
And they're like hitting an invisible wall. Like, I mean, they're just like hitting an invisible wall because they're hitting the glass.
All those shots is like half the screen is the terrarium. And half is the people reacting to the ants.
Yes.
And it's so obvious. It's great.
So the guy, like, topples back and, like, screams.
And a fucking ant.
And the ant puppet. Gets on him and is like...
It's a fucking puppet. But my favorite thing is this poor filmmaker, the poor cameraman, clearly has some sort of very specific strain of Parkinson's. Because every time...
Or he can't keep his hands still.
No, he can. But like I said, it's specific.
Oh, okay.
Because as soon as the ant head comes into frame...
He starts shaking it like a mad...
Poor
like
man.
The camera just starts shaking like no other. It's fucking ridiculous. It just shakes from left to right to up to down. It's just
zooming
everywhere.
In and out. It's just...
Like has anyone here seen... I'm sure you guys have. Like the Bourne series?
Or any, like,
or any,
modern
like,
action movie?
They did it a lot in, like, the...
They
like,
did it
a lot in
the
early,
Bourne movies.
Like, early 2000s,
yeah.
Too. So, the action scenes that have shaky cam.
To where you can't fucking see what's happening.
They're trying to disorient you so you don't notice the fact that they're pulling punches and doing
and,
all this.
Yeah,
like, yeah
the
like,
actors can't actually...
And the fight choreographers can't choreograph a fight.
Oh, yeah, the choreography shit.
Yeah, so... They're trying to excuse that fact by shaking the camera a lot so you get confused.
This is that, except it's 1977.
And it's ants attacking
and
a
it's
dude.
It's a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
Like,
so
again, it's just funny because it's like, it's a still shot, but as soon as that fucking head comes into frame, this poor man loses his shit. He's like Muhammad Ali at a bird feeder. He just fucking loses it. He can't handle the fucking puppet head.
And the ants eat the guy.
Like
and-
they're probably hiding the fact that like the person being eaten is like, you know,
manipulating
the
ants.
Hands.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like this could have been done
way better.
Differently.
Way better.
Maybe. I will say though. it does have a certain bizarre charm. Eventually,
it has I would say almost a campiness, like a really good campiness to it, because it looks ridiculous, but it's kind of hilarious to watch.
You know what it has? It has a stupidity to it.
Yes.
Every time the fucking puppet comes in, it just goes shaky, and at some point, like, I think my brain just cracked.
And you just started enjoying
it? I just started laughing, because holy fucking shit, they do not stop shaking.
No.
Also, every time an ant attack happens, this happens almost every time, like, person gets nommed, and then they cut to, like, normal shenanigans. Yes. So it's just like, cut. In this case, because he's getting nommed, his wife runs away. We get the Antovision.
And she's screaming, and the Antovision's getting closer to her.
And then it cuts back to the guy getting nommed, and his face is bloody. And then just cuts to them on the fucking tram.
Yep, and she's talking more about the property. And then
one person's like, wait a minute.
Where are these people? Like, after, who knows? Well, because they mentioned the fact that they might have been on the tram for, like, 2 hours or something. Like, because she says, oh, I've been listening to your voice on that. Like, I've been trying not to fall asleep to your voice for 2 hours. So they left a couple. I'm
pretty sure that's an exaggeration.
Well, it might have been. But it's been an extended period of time that they forgot about a couple that came with them.
I'm going to guess it was probably only like 5 minutes, but still, the fact that they even got on the tram
without the other people.
And then notice, and then they're like, oh, I saw them doing this and that. And then they keep riding, and they see a foot.
Something's afoot.
Literally. It's a fucking zoom up of a foot.
It's, and they're like, so,
that's one of the workers.
And the guy's, you know, understandably kind of, like, freaked out.
And then our single man is like, I'm going to go look for the couple. Who's coming with me? And then the single lady
goes with him. And they start walking through the forest.
And they find his bloody clothes.
And the, like, pipes everywhere.
And then they see the fucking terrarium.
And the ant terrarium. The magnified ant terrarium.
Crawling on invisible air.
And like, oh my god! And they start running through the forest and everything, and they get back to the pier. And the ants are on the pier.
They are on the pier, like, running.
Crawling towards
the fucking boat.
The boat.
The boat at the very end. They're running at the boat.
So the captain's like, no, not my boat.
And he, and, like, fucking gets in the water.
He, like, gets in the water, swims to the boat as fast. Seriously. It's weird how fast he swims to it, because the ants were almost to the boat. And he starts from the beach, gets to his boat.
Yeah.
In less time than it takes the ants to get there.
Well, there is that one ant just chilling on the roof.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Waiting. Mm-hmm. Waiting for him. His, like, assistant has been on the boat the whole time, by the way. But he gets there, and they think everything's fine. But he quickly grabs a fucking flare, and then the fucking ant that's, like, chilling on the roof, like, snaps his fucking homie.
Yeah.
And starts nomming him and so with the shaky cam.
So the guy, like, breaks open
says, fuck it.
Some gasoline, just throws the flare on his boat and jumps up. Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, what kind of reaction is that? Like,
his homie. You know what kind of reaction it is? Running gun.
That's literally what he did. He just, his homie is still getting nommed.
And he just blows the fucking boat up.
Sees the big canister that says gasoline on it and just spills it and blows the boat up.
I mean, as far as reaction goes, that's like a fight or flight response, and he's just like, fuck it.
Bro, that's what you do in, like, a video game. Like, when you, like in Grand Theft Auto or some shit, if someone, like, tries stealing your car, you just blow it up just to spite them.
Yeah.
That's what he did. And then he swims back to shore and is like, well, like, that's that.
Yeah.
So he says, like, they're scared of fire, remember?
Yeah, so they make a giant fire, and they have a bunch of fire chats where talk about bullshit, like, their life drama still. Yeah,
they're talking.
All while this imminent doom is all around them. Yeah. And these giant ants that eat people is just fucking surrounding them. They're talking about their problems.
Yeah, but they make it through the night because of the fire. And then it's daytime.
And the one of the dudes like offers the one a woman a baby Ruth and tries to comfort her and she's like just like blank. She's like she's a little kid and she's like
she don't want his baby Ruth. And one of the guys, the single guy, is like, "We need more wood for the fire." And then the captain's like, "No, you don't." And he looks at the sky. And remember?
And
the fucking clouds
instantly clouds come over, lightning strikes, it starts raining.
Pouring. Everyone is soaking wet.
So one of the main tour women is like, "We should go to the clubhouse. It's going to be safe in there."
And then I think the captain overrules her is like, "No, we should. There's a river like in that direction. We should go upriver and get a boat. Go upriver."
And they're like, "Oh, we do have a small boat, you know, conveniently on the river."
So they start fucking running.
So the woman that the wanted to go to the
woman and her assistant.
They go back to the clubhouse.
This poor schmuck.
And he walks in. They walk in and there's an ant and they just get scared. There. And then they run away.
Just sitting there like a dog.
Yeah, just.
And then they run away and they catch up and everyone's just running through the woods and they're trying really hard to make this dramatic. Eventually, for no reason.
The girl gets like caught.
No, the fucking old couple.
Oh yeah, they break away.
I don't know. They're all the way in the back and they're like, "We should go this way instead."
And
then they go another way.
And they find a little house and they just
sit there.
Shack up in it.
While the woman, the one with the boyfriend, trips and apparently breaks her fucking ankle. And we see the terrarium.
And she's all scared. And the guy, like, looks and, like,
"Help me."
Is going to go for it and then, like, backs away and then goes for it. And then, like,
she keeps saying, "Help me, help me."
And then he just runs away.
He runs away like a bitch. And she gets nommed by the power of three puppets and shaky cam. Insane shaky cam.
Yes.
It's so insane that it was almost impossible to tell how many fucking ants were nomming this poor woman.
It looked like three.
Eventually, it's three.
Then the real estate woman and the guy, are running, like, and she gets, like, stabbed by, like...
a fucking twig, like...
That ghost. Are going... They're going the wrong... She didn't run into them.
No.
She just ran past them, and they stabbed her somehow.
No, she, like, fucking somehow runs a twig through her arm, and then is like, "Help, help," and the assistant helps her, and immediately after he helps her...
gets nommed.
The fucking terrarium pops in... and he just falls and gets nommed.
Like how we're not calling them the ants, they're just terrarium.
That's how you know which shot we're getting.
Yep.
Because there's puppets and terrarium. And then that's it. They find the boat.
And they just go on a jungle cruise.
While their one person is like, "I wonder what happened to so-and-so, the old couple." And then it cuts back to them and they're like, "I told you, it's safe, it's safe."
Because the rain cleared up.
And they walk outside.
And it's not safe because there's terrariums everywhere.
It's a fucking massive terrarium.
And they just look, and then it cuts back to the boat.
The director didn't want to fucking have the 80-year-old grandparents thrown on the ground and wrestling puppets. So he just said, "Fuck it, we'll just do it off-screen."
Now, in true soap opera fashion, we get a bunch of more confessions about...
what we get...
about, like, people just saying... like, the guys, like, saying, like, "Oh, it's not my fault."
No, no, no.
You guys think...
you're forgetting the best fucking thing is when he says, unprompted, "I loved Christine."
Yeah.
Remember?
And they're all talking about, like, this like, stupid...
you don't understand. I, you know, she got dragged away.
But
I didn't do anything.
You guys think I watched her die.
And they're like, "We don't think anything." He's like, you think...
like, he's just like, you're making yourself look more guilty here,
like,
bro.
They're just like, "Dude, it's fine. Like, calm down." And he's like, "No. You think I'm guilty."
He's like, "You think I'm guilty.
You think I let her die."
We didn't before, but now we do.
Even before, you kind of... and this other woman, like, tells them about how she doesn't have a job.
Yeah, she starts talking about her fucking life and, like...
how she got fired without severance pay.
Just, like, soap opera shit.
Madness.
While they're surrounded by giant ants.
While there's just giant ants watching.
Like, murderous giant ants, and she decides to just tell them all, like, a confessional about her job.
But they get to a fork in the river.
Oh, God.
And the guy, the dickhead, is like, "Go left."
"Go left. I know." Because he's, like, the master navigator, I guess.
The single woman is just kind of sarcastically like, "Okay, navigator." And they go left. You know what's left? A fucking big log.
Big log that the ants can easily get onto.
And they do. And they fight him.
They fight him off with the oars.
So we get terrarium puppet. Like, back and forth.
Yes, and with oars and them fighting fake ants.
They fight them off, and they swim back.
And they go right.
And the dude's like, the woman like says like, "Hey, I'm sorry about that navigator comment earlier."
Yeah, she like apologizes to him and then he, for like, no reason.
And then he gets butt hurt again.
Yeah, like, fucking weird soap opera shit.
Continuously butt hurt, but it's fine because the next scene. They go under a fucking log.
And the terrarium's back.
For a fucking ant just, like, teleports. And, like, jumps on
into the boat the dick bag on the dick
bag. As we get shaky cam of him awkwardly, like, falling off a boat.
And somehow in the puppet. Somehow in this shaky cam, like, madness, the boat starts to sink for some reason.
I think it's because... when the dick bag and the ant were wrestling, they shook it so much.
It got waterlogged?
They got too much water in there. But the funniest thing is...
so he wrestles the ant in the water.
They fall over. Everyone falls in.
He wrestles this plastic ant.
My favorite thing, though, is every time they show, like, the other people, like, struggling in the water, it's, like, a perfectly, like, clean, still shot, right? But then whenever it cuts back to the fucking dick bag wrestling the ant, it's just...
him
like splashing water, a fucking puppet.
Well, it's like clearly floating on the water.
And he's just,
it's hilarious because it's even floating away from his body and he's still trying to act like it's attacking him,
like help me.
It looks so ridiculous.
Eventually they all get to like shore
and he gets numbed
and he's dead
in the water, even though the ant's gone. Can't swim, but whatever,
it drowned after it numbed him. Will,
yep. So they're walking through the woods, and the real estate woman is like, "No, I'm not going this way. I'm going to go the other way.
We should have gone to the clubhouse."
And she, like, runs into the woods, gets, like...
well, she runs into one direction, terrarium. Another direction, terrarium. And then the captain is like, "You don't understand. They don't want, like, they're not killing us. They want, they're, like, basically hurting us.
We can't go that way. We can't go the other way. We can't go back to the boat. We can only go, they're only letting us go one direction."
Yeah. Well,
they're hurting.
The woman even says, right after I said it, "They're hurting us like cattle." And then they go in that direction and they find
a couple. House. Now, I will.
This couple looks like, you know that painting, American Gothic?
Yes.
They look like that fucking painting.
They do, but like more wide-eyed and creepy.
Sort of. The woman is fucking all sorts of loony-eyed.
Yes.
The guy just looks mildly annoyed.
So, I will also mention, this is where the movie just...
crazy?
Goes there.
Because they find this couple.
It's been at, like, a smooth, like, maybe, yeah. Like, 5. They crank it all the way to 11.
Well, because they find this couple, and your first question is, what the fuck? Why is there, like, a happy old couple in the middle of the fucking...
well, they're not even really happy. They're kind of just, like...
but they're fine.
Well, they're fine, but...
because everyone's, like, screaming.
They're
like,
kind of, like...
Giant ants! And they're just kind of, like...
well, they're kind of lethargic, right? Yeah. They're not really making any reactions to anything.
Because everyone's, like, giant ants, and they're just, like, eh.
So the older woman goes over to one of the younger single women.
So as everyone else is, like, talking with the guy and, like, telling him, like, to call, like, for help...
yeah, the sheriff. The
older woman walks over to the single woman, and we see her whisper something to her.
Yes.
And then the guy says, like, "Hey, you, call the sheriff." And she just, like, runs away and
goes. So the next scene is them in the car with the sheriff.
And they're just telling them, like, you have to go back in that fucking, like, woods and, like, look at it. And he's like, we will.
I'll get a team together. We'll go in there. Don't worry. We'll take care of it.
And then they drive past the sugar refinery.
The sugar refinery, yes.
And mention, like, this is, like, the big thing in town. They get to the motel. We find out the mayor of the town also runs the hotel, and he's on the phone negotiating sugar.
Because it's his office, too.
Yes. He's negotiating sugar on the phone.
Because, like, apparently everyone wants this sugar.
This sugar is a big fucking deal.
Yes.
But at this point, I was like, what the actual fuck is going on? Like, this turned into, like, Twin Peaks or something.
So,
strange.
Yeah, it's weird.
And you knew it was going somewhere.
So, the captain and the other guy go to a car rental place because they're going to rent a car to get off the island.
While they're in there, so it's worth mentioning that the mayor's on the phone long distance. Okay.
Oh yeah, and then
the guy goes outside to a
single dude
and tries making a call,
and it's disconnected.
It's disconnected, and they're not understanding it because the mayor was long distance.
But how can the mayor be making a phone call if the lines are down?
Yeah.
So yeah, they go to a car rental place and they're like, "Well, do you have ID?" And the two guys, they're
like, "No, we lost it. Like, yeah. Shit happened. Okay."
Yeah, like we lost him. Sorry. Like,
we got attacked by ants.
The mayor said that we could, talk to you, and he would vouch for us, basically.
But they're not doing it. They're saying like you have to.
They're
come
like,
back
well,
tomorrow.
Maybe there's another way, but you have to come back tomorrow.
So they're not going to call the mayor, and they're walking back, and then they see the sheriff just casually strolling back to the police station, and they're like, "He lied to us.
He lied to us. He's not getting a team together. He's not going to go into the woods." So they all formulate a plan to hotwire a car.
They hotwire a car, and they're getting the fuck out of this weird ass.
It is strange. Everyone's acting like really weird in the town. Like lethargic, like the couple in the woods.
Yeah. And they're driving.
And they hit a roadblock.
Of police cars.
And, of course, they have to turn the only way they can, which is right towards what?
The sugar refinery.
Yep. So they drive right into it.
They go off of a fucking... They have like, our dude.
It's another...
It's a sweet-ass jump.
It's another roadblock, but it's like apparently perfectly lined up so they can jump over it.
Our dude hits a sweet-ass jump. And
they
lands right in a fucking slope.
Crash into water. It's actually a pretty cool slow-mo shot.
Oh, yeah. They even gave us the slow-mo.
Yeah.
They wanted us to see. And they crash. They line them all up. And the captain like starts fighting. And in the midst of all the chaos...
The single dude and the single woman run into like the sugar fields.
Yeah. And the sheriff is like, "No, don't. Like, we have more than enough here."
Yep. So they start pushing them towards the refinery. And then as they go more and more into the refinery, and then
we see like the giant like just fucking like, it's like mountain of sugar.
The machine that like filters it or whatever, and it's just blasting, and he's like, "That's enough. That's enough I get this quote now. That's enough sugar to feed an army." And they make that every day.
They make that every day. Yep. And we're still just like, what the flying fuck is going on? We also see a truck, a tractor driving past that has like very lethargic people locked up in like cages, like it's a fucking concentration camp.
Yep. So they keep pushing them into this building.
The whole time, we're just like, what the fuck is this?
And they push him past the threshold, and the sheriff looks back, and we see all the ants
walking into the
sugar
mountain thing.
Yeah.
It's like in this giant hangar. And they go in there, and they're very, like, they're not attacking the workers. They just start eating the sugar.
Yep. They just lay on the sugar and start getting covered in it.
They get high. And they keep walking. We see this, like, line of people just standing for something.
So they go up the stairs, and they keep pushing them. And then we see a giant ant in, a room.
Yeah. And they're just like, "Isn't it beautiful?" And all this stuff.
Look how gorgeous it is.
And then we see these people walking into this booth.
They close a door.
And this puff of thing.
Like smoke comes out.
In their faces. And that fucking quote.
And they're controlled.
In the goddamn beginning.
The pheromones.
Makes sense.
Now, I also mentioned a episode of King of the Hill where Bobby gets like, he gets manipulated by a queen ant.
They saw this movie.
Yeah. They saw this movie.
Fucking movie.
Yeah. I love that episode. It's like one of my favorite episodes.
I get
of
it now.
Hill. It's great.
You get where they fucking got it from. I just, that stupid fucking quote in the beginning, like, the whole time, I was just, why the fuck did they put that there? And then you get to this part and it's just like, "Oh, you motherfuckers."
So they push them all into this line, and the real estate girl is the first to go in.
Well, they also, don't forget, the sheriff keeps saying, like, like, "You'll understand, we can all work together. We can all like help their goals and all
like
this stuff.
They don't want to hurt us. Yeah.
Empire
of the ants. So we see single girl and single guy. They're running through. They see a bunch of ants, and they get scared. And then they run out, and the sheriffs are there.
The cops are there, and they
Them up. They funnel them back into the line, and you know they're all reunited. But the real estate woman gets pushed into the room, and the pheromones puff because she's screaming. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they puff, and she's like totally lethargic. She just
walks out and is like. Like, we can help them. Like
we can do this. Like, this we should do this.
You'll understand.
So the captain is next, and he goes into the room.
And earlier, when they were in the car...
Oh, they found road flares.
Yeah, because he was looking in the glove compartment for a gun.
Yeah.
He didn't find a gun, but he found two road flares.
So
he still has those.
He covers his mouth.
And pulls out the fucking flares.
And, like, just tries to light the queen on fire with these flares. And starts
shoving it in its face.
And it starts screaming, like, maniacally.
So this, the ant queen screaming, like, triggers the fucking all the other ants.
And they just start murking everyone.
This is the funniest shit.
They just start eating everyone because we get shots of them holding plastic ants while the camera just shakes in there.
Which is funny because, like, they're all the refinery workers are just, like... watching them, and then when they hear the fucking alien, I mean the fucking ant queen start screaming, the ants just fucking turn on them and start eating them.
So the queen like starts going batshit. They all get out, and the line just starts breaking up because the queen is dying, so the control is no longer there.
Everyone's kind of like losing
So they're like running away, and the sheriff stays and is like, "No, we can help them." I guess he was under the most control.
He was he drank the most Kool-Aid.
For some reason, the real estate woman gets like trapped in the room with the queen.
Well, it starts like attacking her, and then the sheriff shoots it,
and it puffs like a ton of pheromones over the girl.
So she just kind of like sits there. And I guess, I guess I'll get to it because they run outside. Everyone's running, but the single guy, he sees a truck, and it very conveniently, my says favorite thing,
flammable.
It's from far away, and the camera does like a snap zoom
to the
fucking flammable sign.
It's beautiful. So he unhooks the hinge so it leaks all over
and drives and starts a circle
driving around the refinery,
like leaking the flammable shit everywhere.
And then so like he finally like gets it to where it's gonna go back into the like the mountain of sugar. And
where all the ants are.
And he drives in, he, like, starts, like, full throttle and, like, jumps out of the truck just in time. And for some reason, the truck just explodes, and there's fire everywhere.
It's fine. And then it burns. All the puppets get burned, Will.
All the beautiful ant puppets, they're burned.
And they fucking burn. And I guess it's presuming that that real estate woman, for all her bullshit, is just gonna fucking burn with the rest of them. But he limps, like, very aggressively limps back to where everyone is.
So they get onto a boat, and they start it up, and then just, like, go.
They swim away, the camera zooms out, end.
That's the end of Empire of the Ants. What a fucking ride.
It was fucking weird.
Like, the first of half of it, I wasn't, like, super into. I mean, it's not, like, necessarily a bad movie. It just, like...
It's not the worst
movie. It just... I didn't like all the, like, weird, like...
Drama?
Dramatic exposition.
Yeah.
Like, why do we need to know so much about these people's lives?
We don't.
They're just, like... It's, like... And it's, like, mundane information.
Yeah.
It's not, like, information that you need to know...
No.
...to watch the movie. But it's just, like... Random,
especially because half of them fucking die.
Just random, like, random douchebags that, like, get on a yacht and go to an island.
And half of them die in, like, 20 minutes.
But, like, I would have, I don't know, like, I think the ending, like, had so much, like, weird shit going on that I actually ended up enjoying this movie. Because for the first half, I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was boring and mundane and just, like, kind of meh. Like,
terrariums.
It just kind of, meh, here you go. Here's giant ants. They're clearly in a fucking terrarium that we just superimposed on the
shaky cam.
But, like, I don't know. Like, the shots weren't the worst we've seen, and the acting was okay. I mean, it wasn't, like, awful, but it wasn't great. I don't know. Like, I kind of enjoyed at least the end part of this movie. My thoughts are, like, I'd love to see a movie that, like, just does a full, like, Empire of the Ants. Like, you know, the full, like, you know, the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But a full movie of that.
But would a whole movie of that be entertaining?
I think so. You could do, like, an Invasion of the Body Snatchers thing, but, like, with...
You'd have to really pull that off, though.
Well, I know. You'd have to get weird, but I think you could pull it off, and I think that's way more interesting than the first, like, 40 minutes of the movie.
See, for me, this is entertaining because it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. That's... I mean, it's a fair point. I just wanted to see more of, like, the ant-controlled
village. They gave you just the tip.
They did.
They put it in there for you.
I wanted the whole B.I.G., though.
No. They teased you with the B.I.G.
We got the B.I.G. He directed this movie, so...
But he teased you with the big.
Yes, he did.
So he just, out of fucking nowhere, 180'd.
I don't know. It kept it, like... It did keep it, like, from, like, becoming a snooze fest.
Yes,
because... Because it just totally went, like, just... Total batshit insane. You think
it's just going to be like, they're just going to slowly get picked off, and then at the end, they'll just, like, somehow blow up the ants, and that'll be the end. But no.
No, that's not how it ends at all.
And I'm glad.
And it's, at the very least, I could say it's unpredictable. I did not expect this, because I thought, well, basically it was going to be your just run-of-the-mill, giant ant movie. Because
there's no indication anywhere.
No.
That it's going to get weird.
Well, and, like, it just comes out of left field, right?
Yeah.
Because they just go to this town and everything's wrong.
Well, as soon as they meet the old couple.
It's fucking weird.
As soon as they meet the old couple, the movie starts ramping up.
Yeah.
And you're just like, eh?
I don't know, though. Like, I personally think an entire movie on, like, a entire township that gets, corrupted by ants... would be kind of interesting if it was pulled off the right way.
You'd have to really...
It would be a stretch, but I think if done right, it could be pretty, like, pretty interesting.
Well, the kind of movie that would pull that off well is not the kind of movie that goes on this podcast.
No. No, it's not. But the
movie that goes on this podcast is the one where half of it is, like, a fucking sci-fi monster movie.
Slash soap opera.
It gets fucking weird.
Well, it's very dramatic. This movie's very dramatic in the first, like, because, like, all the people have, like, these whole problems and, like...
Like I said, it's the most depressing real estate tour.
It's like a monster sci-fi soap opera.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Plot.
But I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. Like, Empire of the Ants didn't completely wow me at first, but man, that ending made it worth it.
Yeah.
It's like, worth the watch, almost. Like,
it is.
Because I feel like you have to watch the entire movie
to get
the in context, because, like, it just goes from, like, 0 to 100 at, like, the last, like, 20 minutes, and it's just insane.
For seemingly no reason.
And it just stays at 100 for the rest of the movie.
For seemingly no reason.
And I kind of like that experience. Like, I don't, like, we'll never get that again, because we've seen the movie.
We've seen,
But, like, I liked that experience of, like, oh, man, this is, like, kind of, okay, I get it. It's, like, giant ants, kind of boring. All right, what the hell? Like, oh, my God. Like, what the fuck is going... Wait, they're controlled by the queen? Oh, my God.
She sprays pheromones in their face.
So, I know if you've listened to the whole episode and haven't watched the movie, I'm sorry.
Spoiled!
But, like, you should go watch the movie first.
Tell your friends.
Like, tell your friends to watch the movie first, because I think that experience needs to be viewed by every B-movie horror fan.
Because all you'll know is big ants. That's all the plot synopsis says. There's no mention anywhere of the fucking weird-ass shit.
I'll even put in the description to just watch this movie first, because like I said, you're missing out if you don't get the whole experience.
You're missing out on some madness. Some B.I.G. brain madness.
It's true. Like, you're really missing out if you don't watch the full thing.
You have to.
It's only an hour and 29 minutes long. It's not very long.
Yeah, it's short.
It's an easy watch. I don't know. Like, it's not the worst thing we've ever watched, and it's just so interesting how they did it that it kind of keeps it entertaining and fresh.
It's better than what we're gonna watch.
Well, 100 episode. Can we just...
It's better than that.
Yeah. We could just not have a 100th episode. We could just cancel the podcast at 99.
Are you joking?
This yes, has to be done. I am joking, but like...
This is it.
I know. We both agreed on it.
Well, this is going to put us over the top.
Do we agreed on it like months ago?
Yeah.
Like months ago.
And you had to fucking make a gambit on yourself.
Yes, I did. But all will
as
be...
As the scholar, DJ Khaled, said, you played yourself.
I did. But all will be explained on our 99th episode.
Yes. Unless we die before we get there.
Now, we have to do something before we get to more news. Shitty to Pretty.
6.
Yeah, 6. I would almost say, I don't know, like, for me, this might sound weird, a 7. Because
I get it.
Because, like, I don't know, like, I liked the concept of a mind-controlled town that's being controlled by ants. I never expected that.
For fucking and, like, sugar.
Like, I will probably never see that again.
I have expected them to churn people into sugar.
Like, I will never, probably, ever get to see that again.
Unless and you so, watch King of the Hill.
Yeah, well, that one episode. Yeah, I don't know, like, a 7 for maybe, just because it came so randomly, but I found it so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. I liked the whole idea behind it, which is why I want to see a whole movie based on it. If done right.
I don't think you will.
I never will.
This is the best.
I know I never will. This is the best it's going
to
get.
Unless someone wants to.
And I'll take it. And yeah, it gets a 7 for me because goddamn, that was a twist that I did not see coming.
Mr. Big got yep. you.
Like I said, news, only thing we have going on Sunday, we're doing live stream. We are going to be on for 6 hours. We're going to be playing shitty games. You can see if we beat more of them, which is weird.
We probably will.
I guess we're starting that now to beat games.
If they're beatable.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some games that don't...
Some games we just give up, you know?
They will not. They refuse to be beaten.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, so live stream. Be there. I'll put a bunch of details on our social media stuff. It'll be fun. Come hang out. You know the drill. You know.
You've been there. Fucking.
And if you haven't been there, please check it out. Like, it's really cool. We have a good time with it. Come ask us questions.
Yeah.
We're there for, like, you guys. I mean, we're playing the shitty games, but, like, I want like, more conversations. Like, you guys can chat with, about whatever you want. Shitty movies. We know a lot about those now.
Tell us about your fucking love life. You know,
are we going to be love line now?
Yes. You know, you got that fucking woman with the peg leg.
Trust me.
Trust.
We know so much about love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you have that woman at the 7-Eleven, you know, the one with the fucking, the peg leg and the eye patch, you have a crush on her?
Just go for it.
Tell us.
Yeah.
I will tell you how you can get in her heart. You can tell us.
Little known fact, they mostly come out at night is also a love line if you join in on our live streams.
It can be any line.
But only on our live streams.
Yeah.
Because that's when we can actually, that's when we can talk to you guys live. That's like...
Unfiltered.
I'm trying to express how much I want to communicate with you, with people. But, you know, I hope to see you guys on Sunday. I really do. Because, I'd love to chat with you guys and see if you've seen any of these movies. Like, that would be awesome. Like, chat with us about Empire of the Ants if you've seen it, you know, if you haven't, you know. But yeah, so be there.
Be there.
Yeah, anything Sunday, else?
12 p.m. No, I got nothing.
Okay, cool.
Fuck
em. I guess, yeah. Hey, don't fuck them.
Okay? Fuck them.
Hey, they're supporting us, okay? Don't fuck them. Or fuck the ants. I guess the terrariums, yeah.
Maybe they want to be fucked. Did you ever consider...
I mean, possibly.
Ask Burt Gordon.
But they haven't...
He knows.
But they haven't seen us, so... They don't know what we look like.
What does that mean?
I could be, like, 400 pounds, for all they know. I mean, I'm not, but, yeah, I could be. Okay? I could be.
Listen.
Well, anyway... I guess we'll end it there.
You guys, on the live stream, you can ask Will what it's like to be 400 pounds.
You could. I mean, I would have to lie to you because I don't know what it's like, really. I mean, honestly. But anyway, yeah. I'll answer all your questions.
Ask him what it's like to be 50 pounds.
Yeah, because I'm 50 pounds. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, this has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all on Sunday.